All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya.
Well, I can't change anybody's mind, and that's up to you to decide. If you say that I'm a liberal, then fine, so be it. I'm not going to argue with you. Excuse me, Bruce. Sorry, big guy. I got to move this. Anyway. So, the Republicans, what they're doing to try to keep favor with a large contingency of voters and supporters is to make it so that the military is funded. Because you got a lot of people that work for the U.S. government that aren't actually getting paid. Like Nick, our air traffic controller in Houston, Texas. He hasn't gotten paid. And I'm assuming he will be given back pay when it's all said and done. But in the meantime, he's not earning his regular income because the budget wasn't passed as of October 1. So Mike Johnson and the Republicans said, all right, we got to figure this shit out. What are we going to do? And let's keep the military funded. So remember all those tariffs? Well, they're taking the tariff cheddar and then they're writing checks to the government, to the military. And then there's talk of taking more tariff cheddar and paying law enforcement. And then tariff cheddar is going to take care of women, infant, children, known as WIC. Now, if you're looking at the Republicans and the Democrats, at least the Republicans, as O'Neill gets on his back, at least the Republicans are trying to make it so that all these poor slobs get their fucking money. I don't know what the Democrats have done other than dig their heels in and say, fuck you. White House taking steps to redistribute funds to ensure military gets paychecks. Doing so in this way takes care of a constituency important to the GOP and Trump, but it deprives Democrats of a vote to fund the military. The Republicans are going to win this thing. It's going to take a while, but they're ready. They are going to win this fight. They are going to have it so that they can, I don't know, maybe there'll be a compromise. But I am bracing for January 1. I'm paying for my health care. As I should. The White House all but dared Democrats to push back on Trump's maneuverings, a position that Mike Johnson articulated Wednesday. He said, if the Democrats want to go to court and challenge troops being paid, bring it. Can you imagine the Democrats say, no, we don't think the troops should be paid? Everybody would want to kick their ass. This is a not only a move that keeps military people paid, but it's a good look. All right? That's a strategic move. And you might think, yeah, they have an ulterior motive. Who cares? Federal law enforcement may be next, as the Office of Management and Budget on Tuesday indicated it is searching for ways to pay federal cops. In addition, the White House has laid out plans for funding the special supplemental nutrition program for women, infants, and children. Yeah, I mean, if you can put out a press release and say, yeah, we got this done today, despite not having a budget. We're funding the military. Oh, they're all getting paychecks. Our federal cops are getting paid. And hungry women, infant, and children. That's like a volley back to the Democrats. And then the Democrats are going to be like, we haven't done anything. Fuck, shit. We just dug our heels in. Shit, fuck. WIC. covers 6 million participants per month. How'd you like to be a WIC recipient and you're a Democrat, knowing that the Democrats didn't do anything to help you feed your family? These poor folks, or folks. I said folks the way Freebird does. Folks. The moves almost ensure the shutdown impasse will blow past the 16-day shutdown in 2013. And the longest shutdown, I think Nick who's, is the one who said it, 35-day lapse in funding from late 2018 to 2019. Senator Shelley Moore Capito, a Republican from West Virginia, said that's what she's thinking. The shutdown is going to go on for the long haul. I hope I'm wrong. Democrats insist they aren't moving until the GOP agrees to extend Eric Zane's insurance subsidies that are set to expire at year's end. Republicans have refused to engage in talks on any potential fix until the minority party allows the government to reopen. So they're like, we're not even going to talk to you. So with the press of funding the military, federal cops, and women, infant children, I would say it is advantage Republicans as of right now. This is a messy, messy scenario at best. Let's see. Rich says the senators in Congress shouldn't be paid, but somehow they still are. That is kind of ugly, isn't it? The fact that they still earn money. Is that right? Are we 100% sure on that, or is that just what you're thinking? Let me look that one up. Is Congress paid during a government shutdown? Yeah. Their salaries are funded through a permanent appropriation and are protected by the U.S. Constitution, which states they shall receive compensation for their services paid out of the Treasury of the United States. Okay, so before we jump on that pitchfork, tiki torch bandwagon of Congress, it shouldn't be paid. You can't just say that and make it happen, all right? That's what Barack Obama once said. You can't just say it and then it happens. This is a country of laws. And that's what Nick is saying here. It is a law that they get paid. It's guaranteed in the Constitution. All right. Now, if anybody thought up, hey, maybe we should think about this and rewrite it, probably not going to happen. But, it's one thing to just throw your hands in the air and say, ah, fuck them, they're not getting paid, it's bullshit. Yeah, well, that's the law. That's the way it is. Is it the best look? Probably not. Badger is here. He says, all of this is helping J.D. Vance for the next election. Bob says stopping their pay wouldn't matter anyway, because they've all got their hands in stocks and other monies. Nick says that an amendment would be needed if they wanted to change it. Rebecca's here. She says, wait, laws don't currently matter. We both know that no matter the party, they will find a way to override a law if it benefited them. All right. That is the time that I'm going to spend on the government shutdown. I hope it was informative. There was a brawl that I want to cover. This one happened at a Whataburger location in San Antonio, Texas. This one started because You know how, like, when you order your food, and then a few people might have orders, and then they might say, all right, oh, order 45. Hey, that's me. You get your food, and you walk out. Well, there was a mix-up. And they said, all right, order number whatever. And then somebody took it, and then, hey, where's my food? What number were you? Oh, I'm this number. Oh, well, that guy's got it. So rather than, like, working it out, this is late at night. I don't know if people were shit-faced or what. It turned into a fucking fist fight like you wouldn't believe. I'm not that fond of these videos by the New York Post because there's, like, text on it. But you can see what's happening here in this cell phone recorded video. Kind of hard to follow, but there are some good moments of contact made of fist to face. Okay, see big boy right here? All right, he's going to throw a right, and he's really going to turn his hips into it. And string bean, lean and mean black kid right here, he's going to eat this punch. Oh, okay. Now, there you go. You see what I mean by that? He brought it down from the depths of hell. That was like Mr. Twisted T, rest in peace, on this punch when he punches string bean. So that kid left his feet. He got hit so hard. Did you notice that? And he's like, oh. String Bing puts his hands to his face. He's like, that fucking hurt. Holy shit, did that hurt. He's done. And then a fat Latino goes back after. Okay, now you got skinny Busta Rhymes throwing haymakers, wearing this prison orange. And he's punching down. Got all sorts of people. We got Mexican represented. You got white kid. And he's been eating punches the whole time. All these women are on the ground screaming and fighting and weeping.
Jerry. What do we do?
Okay. Now, I don't know if you saw that. This is like a United Nations brawl where Mexico is represented and then tall Busta Rhymes here. He's going to throw one when he's punching down. And then this white guy comes in. So they're all beating one guy up.
What do we do?
That is, this guy is eating so many punches. Now they're like squaring up against this tiny chick here. They're going to punch her in the face. I'm going to back up on this. A Whataburger's customer's outing to the Texas restaurant turned into a violent assault that captured in the shocking viral video posted by mom. Part of another table's order was mistakenly brought to my son and his friends.
Come down, please come down. Oh, hey, what's up?
Jerry.
But instead of the staff acknowledging their error, they reportedly told the other customers, they have your food.
What do we do?
Moments later, those individuals confronted my son and his friends, and within seconds, the situation escalated far beyond a simple misunderstanding to a violent assault.
What the fuck?
My son and other members of his group were seemingly stunned by the brutal brawl. Helplessly uttering, what can we do? Nothing. Before he finally leads someone out the establishment's door to safety. Yes, seven people got arrested. A cop showed up. Seven people arrested, charged with assault, causing bodily injuries, and the video is part of the police investigation, which remains ongoing. Yeah, that was serious. I bet everyone involved has less of a concussion than Patreon. who was featured earlier in the show. Corn Pop says, easy, your audio is so quiet compared to this video. LMAO, the sensor beeps are echoing throughout the press room. And I can barely hear you talking. That's okay. That's okay. That makes it better. It makes it better. I think this video plays with yet another video of another brawl at like a Waffle House. No matter what I do, I can't change the audio. Yeah, I remember that one too. The Waffle House incident was a good one. You had that skinny chick throwing haymakers. Bread Bull Brain Chris says that's when you start throwing cups of water on people. Rich says Patreon has a higher level of education than everyone in this video. Awful. It's a horrible comment. I cannot support any of that. Patreon seemed like a nice kid. And I think you assholes ought to be ashamed of yourselves. All right, before we continue, I'd like to mention some of the sponsors. I talked about King's Room Barbershop earlier. I'd like to also mention Frank Fuss. If you are in between jobs, perhaps you're self-employed or your boss does not offer you insurance, you get your insurance from healthcare.gov. And like I was talking about earlier, this might be a weird time because God knows what's going to happen come January 1. When the new healthcare rules fall into place, you're going to need some guidance from Frank, and Frank can help you every step of the way. Head over to buyinsurancehere.com. That's buyinsurancehere.com if you want more information about a healthcare plan from Obamacare. And Frank's services are 100% free. That's important to point out. He makes money from insurance companies, not from you actually paying for it. So keep that in mind. Buyinsurancehere.com. That's where you go to get more information about getting your insurance on the marketplace. While I'm at it, shout out to Rick over at TC Paintball. Now with axe throwing. Well, axe throwing equipment in the back covered in dust. You can book your paintball event anytime at tcpaintballgr.com or just call them. Their phone number is right on the website. Reach out to them. They have a fully stocked pro shop with all the paintball gear you could ever want. But if you're looking for something fun for workplace team building, maybe a birthday party, bachelor party, bachelorette party, neighborhood kid outing, think about a great time at TC Paintball. Online at tcpaintballgr.com. Bob says, and punching zoo. I think somebody tried pulling a shenanigan on your old pal EZ. During the insane asylum today. As you know, one of the key points of the radio show, I mean, it is never any heavy lifting. I'm just jocking it up, as my pal Greg Henson likes to say, letting the music play and taking suggestions. I played a lot of great suggestions today. It was a cover Wednesday. But at the end of the show, I do the birthday club. Our audience members sign up, and then I announce their names. Happy birthday to you. You get the free pizza from BC Pizza. There's BC Pizza right here, one of my sponsors as well. When I was on the air reading the names, This is how it was on my end. They're in order. So Tasha here has a birthday. She's 33. All these people have birthdays. And then I get down. I'm like, Danielle Rumsley, happy birthday. Felicia Redwood's got a birthday. And then out of Flushing, Michigan, turning 45, Nick Bigger. Now on the air, as I was saying, Nick Bigger, I started to have a immediate feeling of anxiety. Now, I think the smart thing to do there when you're reading the name Nick Bigger, and I said it correctly, I think the smart thing to do there is not reference anything about the name Nick Bigger. For starters, I need votes from the audience. Do you think there actually is a person in Flushing, Michigan named Nick Bigger? Or is that a fake name? I'm looking him up right now. All right. By what I'm seeing, Nick Bigger is a person. Right here. That's Nick Bigger. And I think the numbers match. So, yes, that is an actual person, Nick Bigger. So I'm playing the happy birthday music, and I'm reading them. I said, happy birthday, Nick Bigger. Oh, boy, that's a dangerous one. And then I didn't say anything else. And I'm thinking to myself, fuck, I'm hoping people get that joke. I mean, it's not really a joke, but it's just an observation, but it's funny. I think that if I was riding around and I heard the announcer say, happy birthday to Nick Bigger. Oh, boy, that's a dangerous name. I think I would have laughed my ass off. Alan points out that basketball coach Steve Kerr, I think he's still a basketball coach, Steve Kerr, his son is Nick. Now, how can someone who is bright, Steve Kerr, why would he at any one point think that it's a good idea to give his son the first name of Nick when his last name is Kerr? That's so bad that I'm not even comfortable unless I put several words between the first name Nick and the last name Kerr. So I don't know what that guy does for a living, Steve Kerr's son. But if he ever gets into like sports or is like a coach, Stevie says you say Nicholas every time. I wouldn't even do Nicholas. And Rebecca says even saying it the way that I'm trying to couch it right now is uncomfy. Yeah, I know. I would just say Coach Kerr. I would never, ever, ever say anything. But I think we need to look at Steve Kerr. And that is what an asshole. That tells me everything I need to know about Steve Kerr if he gives his child that name. It would be so bad that if that guy was the coach, Steve Kerr's son, and then that guy said, EZ, I want you to refer to me by my first name, I would say no.
Hello, friends. Your old pal Eric Zane with a word about ultra premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from my friends over at Secret Nature. This is like the best thing that's happened to me in a long time. I partnered with them. You can learn more at secretnature.com/Zane, and you'll also get a special deal there. But my gosh, during the daytime, I've got a daytime gummy that helps me stay focused, gives me steady lift. It's a fantastic, clean vibe within my system. Prior to Secret Nature, I found during the day that I was up and down, and I was like, what is happening to me? But ever since I started using the ultra premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from Secret Nature, those problems are in the past. And people say to me, EZ, when you're talking about this, what do you mean by a clean feeling? I'd say steady, balanced, not overpowering. I just get more done and feel better throughout the day. Probably because Secret Nature is organic, farm-grown, never lab-made. Ultra-premium CBD gummies with real botanicals. Nothing extra. The best in the business. Bliss is what I use during the day for clear focus and productive flow. I want to wind down? Snoozers. Unwind and rest at the end of the day. Consistent, measured CBD per gummy, so there's no guessing. Intentional formulations that feel clean and slot naturally into your routine. Now, this is where you try it. Get 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. That's secretnature.com, code Zane. Try Bliss during the day, snoozers in the evening, and let me know how it goes. Again, 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. secretnature.com, code Zane. Secret Nature. Hey, it's Eric Zane, and uncommongoods.com is a great place to shop for the holidays. I just picked up a Himalayan salt barbecue plank. It's a square, 8 inches by 8 inches, inch and a half thick, made of Himalayan salt. You put it on the grill and your veggies on top of the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Oh my gosh, what a way to season the veggies with the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Just one of the thousands of items for sale for everyone at uncommongoods.com. I love that when you're shopping for Christmas gifts at uncommongoods.com, you've got stuff for readers, for nerds, for travelers, for foodies, sports fans, for music lovers. Everything under the sun can be found at uncommongoods.com. The kids are like, Dad, what do you want for Christmas? And I go, well, just go to uncommongoods.com and find something that you know I'll like. And you can do the same thing. And I've got a special deal for you. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/Zane. That's uncommongoods.com/Zane. You'll get 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
No, I'm not. And you can either fire me or get used to me calling you Coach Kerr or anything but what you're thinking. Fuck you. There's too much at stake, you asshole. It's not my fault that your fuck-faced dad is a goddamn jokester. Fuck your name and fuck your dad, dick. No. I need to know what that guy does for a living. Does so-and-so do for a living? He's a basketball player. All right. I don't even know who he plays for. He might be in the NBA G League. What team? Okay, no, I take it back. He is an assistant coach for the Golden State Warriors. He was the head coach of the G League Santa Cruz Warriors. I'm thankful that he is not in the G League anymore, because that would mean that I would be dangerously close to having to utter his name. Because when I do the introductions for the visiting teams – I always announce the coaching staff. But the team that he was the coach of, the Santa Cruz Warriors, the league is spread out to so that we would never see that team because they're too far away. Scheduling wouldn't allow it unless they played in the playoffs or the finals. Bread Bowl Brain Chris says that the mod keeps blocking my messages. Are you trying to say N-I-C-K and it's blocking? Is that what's happening? If that happens, that's only because of Patriot Nick. I don't know if you remember Patriot Nick, but that was the guy who was part of the Zaniacs. And in order to eliminate some of the stalking that was going on, I blocked several names so that they can't be said in the chat. So I'll have to go and unblock that because he's dead now. So we don't have to worry about him. Bread Bowl Brain Chris says, no, referencing a player named Noah. Right. That would be Noah Kanaga of the Eastern Michigan University Eagles, who spells his name N-O-A-H, Noah, and then his last name is spelled K-N-I-G-G-A. And he's a white dude, and he pronounces it Kanaga. Fun fact about our old pal Patriot Nick, before he died, he gave EZ 80% of his salary every year. He did. He was just giving money away. It was ridiculous. I think I made $500,000 off that guy. He's not really dead, but I just like to say that. He might as well be. Rebecca says, didn't he also find Jesus? He did. He did find Jesus. He reached out to me and announced that he'd forgiven me. And I said, well, I didn't ask for your forgiveness, so go fuck yourself. Put that in a prayer, bitch. Yeah, he went on the former Zaniacs United site and announced that he was going to have prayer sessions, like every day. You know how it is when you're born again. I have a theory. The more born again you are, the more hyper-focused you are on Jesus, the more of a psychopath you were before you found Jesus. So if somebody praises the Lord because they had a healthy dump and wiped their ass appropriately, and they're like, praise Jesus for that feces, that person probably was touching children. The bigger the repentance, the more full scale, the more involved and intense the religious activity, the more catastrophic you were prior to becoming born again. So if you're really, really intense on that, you've probably eaten many assholes of kids. Whereas others who aren't nearly as ridiculous as that, we've just lived good lives our whole life. You know, I know that's me. I mean, honestly, the way I do it, I just base it on balance. I've talked about this before. I've just been trying to get on the practice squad of heaven. And in order to do that, I don't beat my wife. And I try to behave as best as I can. And then, you know, that all, but that there is not enough, because what I do on this show is pretty bad. The shit I say on here, that's bad shit. Now, what they don't tell you is that up in heaven, they all listen and they're laughing, but they're like, all right, don't tell anybody I'm laughing at this shit. But the only thing that's kept me going has been my patience with vulnerable populations. As a caregiver and as the kidney donor, I am the crown prince of kidney donation. And so that puts me, you know, up to a higher level than most of you. I will be probably, I might even be third string by the time it's all said and done, because I'm going to calm down more as I age. And eventually, I will stop talking shit on this podcast. One day, I will not podcast anymore. And when I do that, then I get really sweet. So the worst, I'll wind up on the practice squad, but I'll probably be a third, maybe second stringer by the time I get up there. And you're all animals, all right? Rebecca thinks that I'm into kids. She calls me Mr. Pop Pop, and that is an idea that has been formulated on this show only by you idiots. Bob says, what you say here is rated G compared to Kumia. No, Anthony's going to hell, and he knows that. All right, but I don't know if deep down he believes that there is a heaven and hell like I do. No, he's fucked. There is no fucking way he's not going to hell. All right? All right, where are we now? What do I want to talk about? Oh, okay. The final thing I'm going to get into is the Luigi Mangione saga. The TMZ reported on this. They did a story. Somebody got the bright idea to look into Luigi Mangione. And I think we just talked about this not long ago. We talked about, it might have been yesterday, the day before, the guy who killed Ian Watkins from, what's that band, Lost Prophets? He was into children. He was into baby sex. And he got murdered on Saturday in prison in the UK, and how he's going to get people filling up his prison account, the commissary. Right now, and I guess TMZ, somebody got the bright idea to look into this, and I guess that's public information, or somehow they finagle their way into getting to talk to the right person. But they're using this image of Luigi behind bars with money. His commissary has $40,000 in it. Now, again, all this guy did was murdered a father and leader of United Healthcare in cold blood as he was walking into a meeting one morning, however long ago, in New York. Mangione stalked him, found him, killed him, the CEO, Brian Thompson. And for some reason, because of morons like Kelly Cheese and Free Beer and Hot Wings suggesting that insurance is all a scam, and they would say, quote, yeah, we don't support murder, but I can see why somebody would want to murder Brian Thompson because of healthcare is such a scam. That's the way they would phrase that shit. And so enough of assholes like that existed who were willing to say that, that enough young morons got on board and wanted to either have sex with Luigi Mangione or support his commissary. And boy, are they. Rich is here. He says, still haven't had a trail to prove he is guilty. So I don't know what Rich is suggesting there. I think Rich is kind of like, he has doubts as to whether or not Luigi Mangione did it. Is that what I'm getting? He mistyped it. Still haven't had a trial to prove he is guilty. Well, I don't need a trial. He is guilty. I watched him do it. I remember when EZ tried donating to Larry Nassar's Stabber's commissary. I did? I don't remember that. Rebecca's here. She loves Luigi. She is happy that he did that. Hashtag Team Luigi. This is, again, part of this whole culture thing. Now, I'm not the guy to sit here and, I consider and make fun of you for being so stupid as I have this whole show and how I do every day. If you morons want to show your asses, hey, I can't judge you. I mean, I do, but I shouldn't. You've got an opinion. Rebecca says that that was justifiable homicide. That him murdering this guy in the street in cold blood and robbing this guy, Brian Thompson's kids and wife, of a pleasant life is justified. Tyler says murder is okay if you're hot, apparently. Stevie says Luigi is hot, guilty or no. Bread Bull Brain Chris says, you know, I cannot imagine my bills from the past couple months without big insurance. Yeah, I mean, he had a brain surgery, and he probably, what do you think, Chris? Can you give me some dollar amounts of what you're paying for your surgery because of the big bad insurance industry? Rebecca says you're going to gain so many heaven points when you volunteer at the dementia unit. You know, I've been thinking about that again. I'm glad you brought that up, because that thought cropped into my, popped up into my brain again. And my beloved, stepmother / mother Joanne, she said, cause I mentioned it. I said that. I go, you know, I was thinking about heading over to the old folks' home. Say, hey, I want to work here. She goes, that's God talking to you. I go, it is? She goes, yes. I go, you know, you're right. I've had him talk to me before. He told me to give away that kidney. I've talked about that. She goes, I know it. And you listened then. You should do it. That's God talking to you, Eric. I'm like, wow. And I go, well, what about when I hear voices in my head that I should do mean things? She goes, that's the devil. So I think she's on to something there. Maybe I will do that. In fact, I think I am. In fact, I am. I'll just tell you right now. I am going over there, and I'm going to help out in any way I can. Yoda World said it best. If you're not out doing something with every minute of your day, you're just sitting around wasting time looking at the internet. I'm going to do that. Bread Bull Brain Chris says, I've been trying to add up the bills. I'm sure it's over $100,000 for my brain surgery, but my share with all the MRI scans and multiple visits and follow-ups is less than $2,000. Wow. That is outstanding. And the reason why that is because insurance executives know what the fuck they're doing. That's why they do what they do. The big picture, most people get what they need covered. Not all of them. I love big insurance. I got the shit scared out of me the other day, because on Monday when I got back, Monday was my first show after hanging out with Dad and Joanne again. And I've been very, very careful about the things I say, to not snark down and basically just share the experience with you. That isn't anything that I planned on being funny or ridiculous. You might find some of the anecdotes humorous, but I'm definitely not in the mode of being full on Eric Zane when I'm telling you about the care of Joanne during Joanne's recovery and my dad's dementia / diabetes. So I was being very, very careful the two times that I've talked about it, because who knows who's listening? You don't want to say anything that's ridiculous and the wrong set of ears hears it, and then you're screwed. By the way, that Joanne's saying to me, I want you to stop swearing. I know, but you're not the target audience. It's like swearing can be so excellent when it comes to exclamations and elaborating on stories and descriptors. It's very powerful. Very, very powerful. I get this text on Monday, and I was in the middle of my show. Like, the show started at 10. And so, like, I've already talked about everything I'm going to talk about when I was doing my, when I was hanging out with those guys. She writes, honey, please be careful what you say about family on the podcast. Some listen every day. And right away, I'm like, uh-oh, what did I do? And I knew, though, I didn't say anything. So I was like, did I do something wrong? I didn't think that I did. Or I don't think that I did. No. I meant about experience here taking care of us. Sometimes you add a little to make it funnier. I wrote, oh, of course, my dear. I did talk about how much I enjoy spending the time. Nothing silly, though. Man, I tell you what. When I saw that, I was like, what did I say? What did I say? Oh, no. Because I have a feeling that a lot of the family pays attention, but they don't like me to know that they're paying attention. So I don't throw the family under the bus anymore. And there's a lot of reasons for that that I can't really get into. But because I'll be in that same boat, I'll have said something. Like, if I explain to you why, I get in trouble. And I don't want to do that. But they all listen, but they don't want me to know that. So I'm well aware of what's happening. So I just like, hey, everything's great. All about love. And it's true. It is true. But I wouldn't dare embellish anything because these people will kick my ass. Tyler says, regarding insurance copays, should be $0. Quoted from anti-insurance morons. Tyler also adds, fucks and shits pay the bills. Sorry, Joanne. Rebecca says, how tight did your booty hole pucker? Oh, God. Alan says, except talking about the NFK. Precisely. Maureen says, did one of the family slap you with a cease and desist? LOL. No. I have actually lost family members over this show. Like, I can even add up the number of people. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 family members I have lost over this show. I've never gotten into this story because it's such a clusterfuck. I might have mentioned it a time or two in passing, but I've never really broken it down and taken a deep dive on it. So I'm not going to, because it's so ridiculous. It's just fucking horrible. Holy shit. Tyler says story time. Rebecca says Patreon story time. Answering Megan's question, yes. Let's see. Be thinking of the asshole of the day today. If you have one, I don't remember what I've talked about. Please include it in the chat. Big salute to Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV, 616-532-6600, online at ervines.com. That is ervines.com. Great place to get your car fixed, get your EV fixed, get your hybrid fixed when those need service. Continuing education with the techs at Irvine's. This isn't the type of place where you go in and there's no one at the front desk because the grease monkey who's working on the brakes in the back is also the one who talks to you at the front desk. No. They're staffed with the right number of smiling faces at the front to help you with everything you need. 616-532-6600. They have free loaner cars there, the best coffee maker in Grand Rapids, and everything you need to keep your car running right on the road, unless you're a do-it-yourself scamazon moron like Nick the electrician. 616-532-6600 for Irvine's. Another key sponsor, Kuiper Tree Care, online at 616, online at KuiperTreeCare.com. Call them or text them at 616-828-8225. KuiperTreeCare.com. If you've got an unwanted tree in the yard, you want to have that removed, the stump ground down. You got some storm damage, tree limbs you want taken care of, maybe a tree trimmed. Tree risk assessment with their three certified arborists. They do it all at Kuiper Tree Care. Looking for today's asshole of the day today. Looking for some suggestions. Patreon's dad for forgetting the milk. Rich says the coach who tackled the kid. Patreon's mother. Let's see. There's another suggestion. And I'll go with this. It is the chat racists for their horrible comments about that story. What the fuck? My God. Congratulations. You have one asshole of the day. Megan says, or Rebecca says, it is probably us. Well, I mean, there's different assholishness there. There's the racist jokes. There's also, what do you call it, Rebecca for loving Luigi. You know, I mean, come on. There's a lot of idiots in this group, without a doubt. But that's kind of the way it goes, I guess. We can't all be saints. I know I can't. That is going to do it for this edition of the Eric Zane Show podcast. I'll talk to you on Patreon. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.